is ready.
Well, my, aren't we in a cheerful mood this morning?
We didn't sleep a wink last night, did we, Vinton?
No, not a wink.
Well, I don't see Vinton slamming his breakfast around.
He's too tired.
Bubba Higgins, front and center.
Maybe you should try some warm Ovaltine before you go to bed.
Well, maybe you should try sleeping next to that noisy old water heater.
I've never heard a peep out of it.
A peep? First the thing goes drip, drip, drip. Then it starts going drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop. And then when you're just about to fall asleep, the thing goes drip, drip, drip. Ka-glug!
Is there a point to this aquacade?
Mama, Naomi doesn't understand why we still have to live in the basement.
Because that's where the drips belong.
Well, that does it. Vinton, it's bad enough that we didn't get Aunt Fran's room when she was alive, the selfish old maid.
Now, don't you talk about my sister that way, Lord rest her soul.
But now that she's gone on to the great beyond, your mother goes and gives our rightful room to some refugee from reform school.
Now, hold on just a minute, Missy. Bubba Higgins has had enough hard knocks in his life. I gave him that upstairs bedroom so he would know that somebody trusts him, that somebody cares about him, that somebody's up there to keep an eagle eye on his every move. Bubba, what the hell you doing up there? Bubba! Crying out loud. Your eggs are hard, your oatmeal's cold, and your time is up.
Sorry, Grandma. I'm still unpacking my stuff.
Well, you starting to feel at home here yet?
I will as soon as I deflower this room.
Well, good Lord. Twisted sister. Is that a man or a woman? Either way, it's indecent. Grand Fran would die if she saw that thing in here. Well, you know what I mean.
I guess she wasn't into heavy metal.
Not unless you count her costume jewelry. Lord, Franny sure did love her rhinestones.
Maybe I could paint the room black.
Franny sure did love to put on airs. But she was all right. You know, she once saved my life when we were campfire girls. Somehow we strayed too far away from the troop, and the next thing I knew, I tripped and fell into the Ray River. I was going down for the third time, drowning in the undertow, when your Aunt Franny jumped in and pulled me out. Then she gave me all of her marshmallows. And the little miniature ones.
She must have been something.
She thought she was.
Hey, look at all this junk.
Well, Bubba, you got no right going through someone's personal belongings, even if she is no longer with us.
Okay, I'll put her diary back.
Hold it right there. Let me see this thing. Let's see, when was that journalism convention in Chicago? Said she had to stay over an extra 2 days for a punctuation seminar. To whom it may concern, or you, Thelma. I put this letter in the one place I knew you'd look, my diary. You'll note the week I spent in Chicago is blank, ha ha. If you haven't already been contacted, please call the executor of my will, Mr. Larwin P. Finstadler, at 555-1697.
Aunt Fran had a will?
Well, that's ridiculous. Woman never had a dime to her name.
You never know. Oh, I once saw this story on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous where this bag lady had $1 million stuffed underneath her mattress.
Nothing. Shoot, watch this end up costing me money. Lord. giving up one twisted sister for another.
Oh, I can't wait till Mr. Finn Stantler gets here. What do you suppose is going to be in that will?
Oh, for heaven's sakes. My poor sister passes on, and all you can say is, what's in it for me? What's in it for me?
Well, look who's talking. I do believe that those are La Vienna imported cookies in that pleated paper. Usually what you give us are day-old specials we could chip our teeth on.
Don't touch those. They're for the lawyer. What in the world have you got there?
It's a decoration for my room.
Where'd you get that?
I found it.
Good Lord, I want that sign out of this house and back there on the street where it belongs this minute. You touch them cookies and you're going to be wearing that thing. That's Finn Stantler now.
Woo! I almost got run over at the corner. That guy didn't even... Stop.
Imagine that.
Nick, will you get over here and sit down? Lord, although I don't know what you two vultures have got to do with this will reading, Franny is my dearly departed.
Well, she's departed me too, Mama.
And me.
Naomi, in a family tree, a niece-in-law is hardly a drop of sap.
Oh, that must be Finn Stantler.
Oh, this is so exciting. It's like Ed McMahon is on the other side of that door with a great big check.
Oh, will you two chill out? What if behind this door is a roll of the dice? We could all hit the jackpot or we could all crap out. Come on, seven, buy Mama a new pair of shoes. Good afternoon. You must be Mr. Finn Stantler. I'm Thelma Crowley Harper, the late Frances Crowley's loving sister and closest living relative.
How do you do, Mrs. Harper?
How do you do, Mr. Finn Stantler? I'm Naomi Harper, and this is my husband, Vinton, the bereaved nephew. Won't you come and sit down?
Would you care for a La Vienna cookie, Mr. Finn Stantler?
Well, yes, I would. Thank you.
Naomi.
Cookie?
No, thank you. They make me too sad.
They were Franny's favorite cookie. Yeah,
may her soul rest in peace.
Amen.
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 All right, all right, all right already. Good Lord, this is a will read, not a revival meeting. Now, what's the scoop, Finn Stantler?
Now, let me see here. You know, Fran came to see me about the will 2 years ago. That was the summer. My wife made me paint the office sunburst gold. Now, I want an antique white. You see, antique white.
Save it for House Beautiful. But get back to the will.
Yes, yes, the will. Ah, here it is. Here it is. Watch it.
Objection, Your Honor. Stop the proceedings.
Well,
I found another will in Aunt Fran's bedroom. Dated the day before she died.
What? How's that possible?
Well, here, see for yourself.
I hereby leave all my money and stuff to Bubba Higgins. The nephew with an F I hardly knew but loved like he was my own. This will is not a fake. Signed Aunt, A-N-T, Frank. Bubba Higgins, there are two things I cannot stand. That's a liar and a poor speller.
I gotta go. I got that job for the city I'm supposed to do.
I apologize, Mr. Finn Stantler. His mother dropped him on his head when he was a baby.
You know, I believe I'll have one of those La Vienna cookies.
You've had enough damn cookies! Lord, you're gonna get a sugar buzz. Now just give me the bottom line here on what Franny was worth.
Well, including 6 bank accounts, her stock and land holdings, Fran was worth an estimated
$35,000.
$35,000?
I had no idea.
I guess not. Otherwise, you never would have called her a selfish old maid.
That was just a figure of speech.
Now, for the division of funds, 10% of her estate is set aside for her favorite charity, and that's the Ray of Hope Home for Wayward Girls.
Let's see. 10% of 35,000. That's, put down the O's, down the zero, or one times zero. Just one. Zero. No.
That's $3,500, honey. That leaves 31,500. I'm a whiz with figures.
Now we know the other thing you're good at.
That's $3,500.
Real good, Fenton. Let the man read.
See, now, I'll tell you about the charity. Oh, yes, now. And to the members of the family who made me feel like one of them, as distressing as that was, I hereby bequeath the remainder of my estate. Half to my sister, Thelma Hopper.
It's me.
The other half to my nephew and niece-in-law, Vinton and Naomi Hopper.
We're rich!
Oh, my goodness! Just call me Jackie O.
Wait a minute. Now, there's just one small stipulation.
A stipulation.
Yeah, right here. Yes. Although Thelma may have her faults, and there may be many, she is the most honest person I know. Therefore, I trust her to carry out my one final wish.
You got it, Franny.
I am completely on your honor.
No problem. I'm as honest as the day is long.
All right. Before any of my monies can be released, my dear sister Thelma must not lose her temper for a period of 2 weeks.
What if she fails?
Then the entire estate goes to the Ray of Hope Home for Wayward Girls.
Oh, Mama, do you think you can do it?
Does she get off dictating to me from the grave? I ain't about to listen to Miss Press. I don't know what the hell she's talking about anyway. I ain't got a temper.
Mama, I think what Anne Frant meant was...
Butt out, Vinton. I know what she meant. She's trying to get me to do her bidding for 30 pieces of silver.
It's 35 grand, Miss Harper.
I don't care if it's 35 million. Nobody tells me how to live my life.
Mama, please. It's only for 2 weeks.
And we will do anything to make sure those are the happiest 2 weeks of your life.
Anything?
Anything.
Okay, Finn Statler, start your stopwatch. Naomi, I believe I need me a cold beer to wash down these Lavienas.
Right away.
Yeah, I'll go help you.
Put that sucker in a glass.
Right.
Well, Finn Statler, looks like I'm getting the next 2 weeks off with pay.
A little more tea, Mama?
Don't mind if I do, Benton.
I really got to hand it to you. Who would have thought you'd get through a whole week without losing your temper?
Not me.
Well, I must admit, I am rather proud of myself. And you know, this new positive attitude of mine seems to be making my life so much easier.
Well, in between the wash and the dry cycles, I managed to wax the laundry room floor.
Good work, honey.
When are you going to iron the clothes?
Hey, I'm taking a breather.
If you leave them too long, the wrinkles will set.
Fine, then we'll just wear them wrinkled.
Oh, I feel a frown coming on.
Frown?
Not only that, but an angry word is starting to form in my brain.
Don't think it, don't say it. Look, Mama, look, see? I'm getting the ironing board ready. See? See?
That naughty little word's fading away.
Better get to the ironing, Skeeter.
Oh, and Skeeter. Would you start with my Sunday dress, please? And I like the creases in my pleats real sharp, and don't forget that ruffle around the collar.
Anything you say, Miss Hopper.
How's your homework coming, Bubba?
Fine.
What are you studying, aerodynamics?
I've had it for now. I'll finish this up tomorrow in homeroom. I thrive on a deadline.
Uh-oh, incompleted homework. That could throw a monkey wrench in my sweet disposition.
Finish your homework. Do what Mama says.
Why should I? There's nothing in it for me.
Mama, look. If you play ball with Mama, Naomi and I'll cut you in on our share.
Just a minute.
How much?
We'll give you $5.
You're getting half of $35,000 and all you're giving me is a lousy $5?
We'll make it 10.
It's a deal.
Good, now hit them bucks.
Benton, could I have a look at that dish you're holding? Funny, I can't see myself in there.
Maybe you just need a little more light.
No, I still can't see myself.
Maybe she's a vampire.
I believe these need another go-round.
Oh, Mama, I was supposed to meet Claude and the guys down at the Bigger Jigger.
Well, you go on ahead, baby. I'm sure Naomi will do it as soon as she finishes her ironing.
Fenton Harper, you weren't thinking of going down to the Bigger Jigger and leaving me here with all this work, were you?
Well, it had crossed my mind.
Well, uncross it.
Now, Skeeter, it's good for a man to let off a little steam.
Fine, let him do the ironing.
I'm not ironing.
Well, you're not going down to the Jigger.
Why not?
If we're sharing the money, we're sharing the work.
Well, you guys keep it down. I can't study.
Then go up to that room you stole from us.
What? Don't yell at me. I was here first.
My. Believe you three need to tear a leaf out of my book and learn how to keep them tempers in check.
When did you say Mrs. Harper would return?
She's at the beauty spot. She'll be back any minute, happy as a clam with her new blue hair.
Well, I tell you, Grandma's really been cool these last 2 weeks. Always cheerful, always smiling, always kind. Just like that Mother Teresa.
If I ever say I'm going to the beauty spot again, I want you to slap me silly and tie me in my chair.
You seem upset, Mrs. Harper. What's the matter?
Oh, Mr. Finstadler, nothing's the matter. Of course, somebody without my sunshiny attitude might say this has been the worst day of my life, but I don't see any reason to talk about it now.
Well, then don't.
There's no need to rehash the fact that Nita didn't show up. I had to have my hair done by that chain-smoking Marilyn. There I was in a cloud of smoke, living in fear she was going to use my scalp for an ashtray.
Well, your hair looks beautiful.
Lord, it's a wonder. I had to leave halfway through my comb out because of the accident in the parking lot, but we don't need to talk about that now, do we?
No.
Well, what kind of accident?
Well, it's hard to say since I wasn't around when whoever it was rammed into my car and broke my axle in two. He did leave me a note, though.
Well, that was nice of him.
You think so? Dear sucker, I'm only writing this note so the witnesses to this accident will think I'm leaving my name and address. Have a nice day.
Let's look on the bright side. Nobody got hurt.
If you don't count the blisters on my feet from having to walk 6 blocks to the bus stop. Thank the Lord there was a bench to sit on. Oh!
Hey, Grandma, there's a...
Mama, look. Mr. Finstadler brought all these things for you to sign.
That's correct. In exactly 3 minutes, your 2 weeks will be up. Tell me, Mrs. Harper, did you learn anything from this experience?
Well, I'll tell you something. Franny saved my life when we were kids, and now I believe she's changed it for the better. I have learned that there is no reason for losing your temper. And I've definitely learned how to get things done around here without raising my voice.
Good answer.
There you go, Grandma. Mrs. Harper, did you know you have paint on the back of your dress?
Paint?
Where?
Well, what the? Oh, my Lord, that's a brand new dress. I practically had to wrestle that woman to the ground to get this thing. As if that big fat tub could have fit into it. My Lord, I look like I just escaped from an Irish prison.
Mama, calm down. It hardly shows.
Oh, shut up, you dimwit. It's ruined.
I'm sure we can get that spot out with something.
Yeah, a blowtorch.
Relax, Mrs. Harper. Relax. That dress doesn't do a thing for you.
And just who the hell are you, Calvin Klein?
Mrs. Harper, you're coming perilously close to losing your temper.
Well, you're coming perilously close to losing your life, you little weasels.
That does it, Mrs. Harper. You have just forfeited the estate.
No, she didn't mean it.
She was only kidding. Horse, Pucky, I don't care about the damn money. I'm mad as hell, and I ain't gonna take it anymore.
Your sister Fran would be so disappointed in you.
Get out of my house, you mud puppy. And don't you ever mention that woman's name around me again. She tried to drown me when we were children. And then she tried to gag me with them big gigantic marshmallows.